Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop, you guys. Unfortunately, Carissa, she is out today. You may have heard. So Scott Tweedy is back with me, and Justin.
I made it in the studio.
He's excited. There wasn't that much enthusiasm. I brought it. Okay. Today, why did Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman really get divorced? Nicole is finally speaking out about those rumors. A lot of people thought their movie Eyes Wide Shut led to their split, but Nicole says that's just simply not true. She tells the New York Times they were happily married while filming the movie. They would even go-kart racing at 3 a.m. after a long day. Wow, okay. But she did add, quote, "Maybe I don't have the ability to look back and dissect it, or I'm not willing to." I laughed at that, Justin. I was like, he's gonna roast me. Are you surprised that Nicole is talking about this now?
Justin, why are you sipping straight away? He's about to unleash. I'll jump in. I feel like she has a lot to say, and we still haven't heard a lot of this relationship and divorce. For me, I couldn't get over the go-karting fact, because I know when you have a very big day on any set or you're working anywhere, the last thing you want to do is go-karting. It takes a lot of energy, and it's not that romantic. It's very loud. I'm not buying this right
okay.
now. I'm not buying it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I feel like Nicole Kidman is probably right. She probably didn't feel like the relationship was going awry, but that is why I don't date actors. They are trained to make you feel and make you see what they want you to feel. And I will say this, I don't know much about Tom Cruise, but he seems like what I call a manic lover, where they're really into a relationship or they're not. And once they're not into that relationship anymore or anything, they just cut it. You know what I mean? You know those people?
Yeah.
Where like you first get in a relationship with them and they're like, oh my God, I love you. I want to be with you all the time. And then when it's like, we had a bump in the road, I need to go.
Yeah,
it's called being emotionally unavailable. You just don't ever really get attached to the people. But I was really impressed with the fact that she said she can't, dissect anything and look back. I'm like, all I do is dissect every single situation I've ever been in my entire life. I'm like, how does she just, like, move on? But I also think she's able to speak about this more candidly and more openly now at this point in her relationship, because she has been so happily married to Keith Urban for so many years. They have two other daughters. Like, I just feel like she's in a really good place. You know what I mean?
100%.
So. Definitely in a good place, but we also, a lot of us that have been fans of her work and her earlier work, know that there's a lot of the story that's been untold, and we would like to hear eventually her story of what has happened from her perspective. When's that coming out?
I don't know.
And as a fellow Australian, especially, I want to know her story eventually.
You're the one they're going to have to send to interview her.
I don't think she really knows the story. I think Tom Cruise was like, I gotta go, I'm leaving, and cut off all communications. We know that Scientology as a group sometimes, from what we hear, cuts off communication with people who aren't a part of the religion. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying if you're looking for closure from your husband, you're probably gonna get it through a lawyer and not your man. Katie Holmes said the same thing.
Let me tell you something.
Closure, hadn't really talked.
You don't need to be a Scientologist to not get closure, okay? It happens to everybody. Doesn't mean, you know what I mean? Sometimes lawyers are just the best people to deal with that for
you.
That's her story.
And she could be like, the process was at my home, and this happened, and then this happened, and then all of a sudden, we weren't married anymore.
Right, exactly.
And we weren't go-karting at 3 a.m.
Thank God for go-karting. All right, you guys, this month marks 25 years since NSYNC came into our lives. I can't even believe that. And Justin Timberlake is opening up about their breakup as well in a new interview with Zane Lowe on Apple Music. He says the end was not a big surprise.
When NSYNC broke up, that was big news. I mean, you came off the
we did. You're really hyping this up, Zane.
It's because it was hype. Forget it was hype, man. You were in it.
Not for us though.
Not for you.
You know, at that time, I think everybody had aspirations of doing other things. Mm-hmm. And we had talked about it. And for me, it was always, I mean, when I was 10 years old, my dream was to have my own record.
Look, Justine, you want to set it off right now?
First of all, I don't think it was a big surprise to them. I think it was a big surprise that he didn't come back. I think when somebody says, hey, you guys are going to go on a temporary hiatus, he's going to put out this solo record, he's probably going to come back. It's like when a dude tells a girl, let's just get on a break. It's like, no, girl, you're not on a break. You're broken up. He ain't coming back. This is waiting for him to weasel out. I think the NSYNC guys probably thought their career was not over yet and he was going to come back and finish that album.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you're almost planning a move like this. He would have been planning very early on in that career, in that group formation, that he was going to be breaking out there. He was like, you know what? I've seen my dance moves. I've seen my reactions to the fans. I've seen how much everybody loves me as an individual. And I'm loving this group dynamic, but I think it's going to work better for myself. And that would have been planted early on in his head for his... Yes, Justin?
But is it fair? Is it fair if you and I join a group and we're gonna put our hearts, souls, and energy into this, is it fair for you to go off and not come back and give us that moment that we've been waiting for?
Well, I think so. Sorry, Scott.
I agree with you, Morgan.
Like, yeah, I feel like they had their time together. I don't feel like the band just broke up because Justin Timberlake was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I think it clearly had come to a natural end, as it happens many times over with these boy bands. They're at the top of the world. People love them. And then it's just kind of like, okay, well, on to the next. So, and Justin Timberlake was clearly and is still clearly the breakout star of that band, right? He's gone on to do movies. He's gone on to do other really successful music on his own. There's just, unfortunately, there's usually only one real star. Do I think it, Justin, to answer your question that's circulating in your mind right now, because I know you, that he should have brought them out for Super Bowl? Yeah, probably for a song. But I don't think he is obligated to go back to the band.
I'm not acknowledging that Super Bowl ever in my life, because I am still upset that he did not bring them out. By the way, the Super Bowl halftime show is not for you. It's for the fans.
Yes.
And as a fan, I need you to dedicate at least one of the 13 and a half minutes to my NSYNC moment. Let me get my dirty pop on.
Agreed.
Move on. You know what I mean? Or bring Britney out. I don't know. Do something.
Yeah, that was true.
I've got a serious question for you two. Out of the two of you and Carissa, who's the Justin Timberlake?
You know, Scott, you're here for 2 days. Let's not stress everyone out here, okay? You need to. Yeah.
Tom is the perfect transition.
Tom's
been here for 30-something years.
Yeah.
He's obviously the one with longevity.
And Tom is the only one anyone is really scared of. Tom really puts us in our place.
Scared of him this morning.
God. Tom, I miss you. All right. Anne Heche claims her relationship with Ellen DeGeneres ruined her career. Listen to what she said before getting, unfortunately, eliminated last night on ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
My movie premiere, Volcano, I had told them that I was taking Ellen as my date, and I was told if I took Ellen, I would lose my Fox contract. At that moment, she took my hand and said, do what they say. And I say, no thanks. I was in a relationship with Ellen DeGeneres for 3.5 years, and the stigma attached to that relationship was so bad that I was fired from my multi-million dollar picture deal, and I did not work in a studio picture for 10 years.
Oof. God, they look so young. Okay, so what do you guys think? I mean, does it sound like she's even blaming Ellen, or what do you think?
No, you know what? I go back to this a lot of times whenever I talk about people coming out as fluid or gay or bi. We forget that just 20 years ago, people were losing their jobs, their livelihoods, their lives for living out loud. And I think a lot of times we often stop at, oh, Ellen lost everything. But there were people around Ellen who lost a lot. Anne Heche lost everything. Laura Dern, who played her lover on Ellen, lost everything, had to go around with a full security detail. So I want people to realize, because I get upset about this from time and time again when people are, you know, celebrating us being diverse and being open and inclusive. We're not that open and inclusive, and we haven't always been this way. We have to remember the struggle because we have to remember the people who opened the doors for us.
100%.
But a 10-year struggle as well, is that the sort of timeline for a lot of people? That's a long time to be taken off a feature or a very big project and then 10 years to sort of claw your way back into it.
Uh-huh. But that's Hollywood. Once somebody has a whisper in their ear, it could not even be true. If someone just thought that she was in a lesbian relationship and had spread that lie, that's why actors are so adamant about, or used to be so adamant about, denying gay rumors until the day they were died. Because once that rumor got out about you, it's hard to get that rumor out of people's minds.
And it's not even, it starts out as wanting to be in an openly gay relationship, but then it turns into, well, she's difficult, or she's on her own page, or she doesn't take direction well, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just, I mean, being blacklisted in Hollywood, as we have seen, is a real thing. So, I mean, also just to even answer my own question, I don't think she's blaming Ellen here at all. I think, would you guys agree with that? I don't think she's blaming her. I think she's just explaining her experiences. And I think the one thing that really stuck out to me the most, Justin, to further what you were saying, was the fact that this was not that long ago and she literally had to stop working for 10 years. Obviously, we know Ellen went on to become massively successful, make millions of dollars. But my first thought was, like, how did she pay her bills for 10 years if she wasn't working in her craft?
Oh, she was, Anne Heche was kicking it. Anne Heche had like a few like relationships that were still like bumping and grinding. I'm sure she had a side hustle. Like Anne Heche had some shit. She was talking to aliens in Arizona. She was doing something.
Yeah, she thinks, if anyone forgot that happened.
She got the Hollywood cash. It's all right.
Oh, man. All right. Up next, Caitlin Bristow is threatening to poke holes in her boyfriend's condoms. How we really feel about that comment. Plus, Kim Solziak, Bierman on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Shake up. Will she ever return? That's all coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Caitlin Bristow has big plans if she takes home the Mirrorball on Dancing with the Stars. Her dancing partner, Artem, and boyfriend Jason Tartik were both guests on her Off the Vine podcast. And here's what she had to say about her plans for baby.
Being a mama is a dream and an aspiration.
So do you think that is the next?
If I win,
of course it is. Yeah.
If Artem and I win the Mirrorball, I will poke holes in your condom. But I do feel like I feel very proud of myself and where I'm at and what I've accomplished, that I genuinely have always wanted to be a mom.
Aw, she's so cute and funny. I can't believe they're using condoms. Good for her. I was like, we're not doing that pullout game? Okay, good for you. All right.
You're the only one. The only one doing natural family planning, you 1950s housewife.
They say a magician never reveals their tricks. If she's planning on being a magician, that isn't her real trick. So, I believe. Or else if they decide not to, I don't know. I just feel like he's then not going to put on a real performance if this is a real thing. But I feel, ladies and gentlemen, like these two have discussed this before. I feel like they do want to have a baby. I think he would prefer to get married first and then have a child. But I don't know. Sometimes you can't plan it.
Then what's the holdup? Why are they not engaged or married? Are they engaged? Should I know that because I'm on this show?
Like,
Hello, Jason, get a ring for her. She's so cute. Like, what? Are you kidding? Time is ticking.
I don't know. She's going around talking about poking holes in condoms. If I was him, I would sleep with two eyes open, the one down there and one up here.
If she was a real condom hole poker, she wouldn't be discussing it, Justin. She was a real condom.
What was that word?
Condom.
Tell him how to say condom before the block's over, because I'm freaking out.
Have we got the subtitles up today?
It's not condone.
I wouldn't be worried. If that was my girlfriend joking about that, I wouldn't be worried.
But this is what's interesting. A lot of people say, men are creeps. Men are this, men are that. The fact that this woman said it out loud lets me know and reassures me that women have the nastiest minds as well. You know what
100%.
I mean? And I say this because I say, oh, yeah, it's funny. It's hilarious because her boyfriend was sitting there. But there are a lot of NFL players who are going to therapy today because they have been victimized by the condom polka ada, whatever you called it. Condom polka.
Look, I just want to say to all the ladies out there, there's no bad ladies, all right? You're all fine with me. It's all good.
Oh, he's trying to make up for yesterday. He's trying to make up for yesterday's blunder.
What was yesterday's blunder? Okay, I won't bring it up. All right. Yeah, don't poke. I mean, again, still impressed with the condom usage in general, but good for
you. It worked for you, right? It worked for you.
But do you agree with me?
No, it was a straight shot up, honey. There was no problem.
If they were serious about this and he was actually worried, he would start faking it in the bedroom, pretending that he's climaxed when he hasn't, just in case there's a hole.
Scott.
Yeah, that's good for the side of your Cheerios.
If you went on a talk show and you said, oh, yeah, I cannot wait to go and poke a hole in my girlfriend's condom because I want a mirror ball, people would have torches ready to come for you.
I agree.
If a man said that about his girlfriend, it would be a whole different scenario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like I say, it's my body. It's my choice. I'm a man.
Right. Oh, okay.
David, yeah.
Yep, we're moving on. All right, Sophia Richie, you guys, this is huge news, so I really need you to pay attention because Sophia Richie has unfollowed Scott Disick on Instagram. I can't believe it. Last week, Scott was seen on a date with model Bella Banos, and a source, I love a source, tells E! News, Sophia was disappointed when she saw them out. Scott apparently had said he wasn't interested in dating, so it came as a surprise to her. So, guys, drum roll, please. Is Scott dating too soon? What do you think?
I mean, you can't go to Nobu by yourself. Like,
agreed.
A table for one looks ridiculous. And the fact that she thought that this man looking like that was just going to sit around and not go through his DMs is preposterous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I also think that men aren't upfront with women about what they're going to do. And like sometimes when you're dealing with somebody who's a little bit younger, being like, oh, I'm not ready to date, doesn't, like, for them, it doesn't compute. Like, you have to say, look, you're going to see me out and about with someone. I don't want you to find out from somebody else.
Do you have to actually paint that picture to go, look, listen, we're breaking up right now. I'm not interested in seeing anyone. If you want the company from time to time, if you, a month, 2 months, 3 months, eventually you'll want to spend time with other people. You don't have to go, by the way, we're breaking up. And in about 3.5 weeks' time, I would like to go to a restaurant with another girl. You potentially might see me there. I don't think you need to paint that picture for them.
I think you're famous.
I think if you're famous, I think also it's probably, again, kind of like in sync. Their relationship came to a natural end. He is much older than her. They had lasted, I think, a lot longer than people expected. I thought they 100. Were really cute. But I do feel like Scott doesn't want to hurt Sophia. I think he truly loved her. She's a really great girl. And I think it was one of those things where just to make it as least messy as possible, he was like, look, I'm really not interested in dating. And by the way, he's not dating. He went on a dinner date with a girl who's a hot model. And as Justin said, looking like that, the one thing about Scott Disick, he's extremely attractive. You know what I mean? Like, it's just no matter what he does, it's like he's still got that face.
But respect me as your ex.
Yes,
if I was
going to
be seen photographed with somebody and I had broke up with someone 2 or 3 months ago, I would be like, yo, heads up, I went on a date with this girl. It's not that big of a deal, but I just wanted you to see it before you saw it online. And that's the part that I'm like, okay, I get it. I get why she's upset and I get why she unfollowed.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, 100%.
It sucks.
And out of all locations, Nobu. I mean, fancy the Paps being a Nobu. You know it's coming. He knew that was going to happen. He knew it was going to be publicized.
100%.
I mean, is there not another restaurant open? It's crazy.
The unfollowing, that's what I would do. I do that. It's like a protection. When you still really like someone and you don't want to see what's happening there live, you go for the unfollow.
I can see that.
Unfollowing. All right, coming up, everyone's talking about the hot new show, Emily in Paris. I watched it and it got us thinking, if you had to decide between your significant other or your job, which would you choose? That's next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's go to the city of light, apparently. I didn't know. I thought it was lights. All right. Lily Collins' new show, Emily in Paris, started streaming on Netflix this weekend. And a conversation Emily had with her boyfriend, or her Chicago boyfriend, better yet, gave us something to think about.
I like our life in Chicago.
This is Paris! Wait, are you not, like, coming here? Ever?
I think you should come home.
Or what? We're over?
Over? Oh. Okay, by the way, he made this call the day he was supposed to fly to Paris to see her. I watched the whole series in one sitting. Okay. Would you guys end a relationship if your significant other did this? Scott, I'm going to throw to you just because it might touch close to home. You left your girlfriend in Australia. It's been about a year, and you haven't seen her.
Australia, coronavirus. She was meant to join me in New York City. So we've now been 9.5 months apart. It is tough stuff. We are not in this position, though, because she doesn't have a choice to be here. I don't have a choice to fly back there. So we're kind of separated by a pandemic at the moment. I wouldn't opt in for a relationship, a long-distance relationship, for longer than 3 months, I feel like, now after going through 9.5 months. It's hard work, and you've got to have an end date when you're going to see each other again. That is my advice. So I can't blame these guys.
If you were given the E position and you were currently dating your girlfriend in Australia, okay, and she said, I want you to stay with me and not do your job and not go to America and take it, what would you do?
No, thanks. I'd say no, thanks.
Hold on. We actually have your girlfriend on the phone right now.
No.
We're going to go live to Scott's. I'm just joking.
The time's up and she's asleep. Thank goodness. I dodged the bullet.
I'm just joking.
No, not because I value it. I think it's a decision you do as a couple. And I feel like one has to compromise. There always will be a compromise for someone. But I wouldn't want my partner moving all the way across the world if it wasn't for her and her own career. So if she didn't want to be in America she's an architect. If she didn't want to be here for her own career, I wouldn't want her here as well, because the pressure's on me to make sure she's having a good time, do well at my job here. So you've got to be in it for yourself as a partnership.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I also feel like sometimes when you get these life-changing moments, it shows people's true colors. So if you were with somebody for a year or two and all of a sudden they acted this brand new, when it was time for them to support you like you supported them throughout their whole careers, and now they're giving you ultimatums, take that as a blessing, boo. Get out of that relationship. You're free to go taste a few baguettes in Paris, okay? I would take it and run with it, okay? And furthermore, if you don't want to support my situation and you want me to move back and you want me to support your job, send me an Excel sheet of how you're planning on supporting me, supporting you.
Yeah.
But Justin, you're also a hopeless romantic, really quickly. So I feel like if you were with somebody and you found your partner after, you know, all this, not all this time, but, you know, you had been with somebody, I think you would really consider not taking the job and pursuing that relationship.
Yeah, and it's an adventure as a partnership, as a couple over there. So he could have a really good time if he really saw a 10, 20, 30-year marriage or relationship with her. He would sacrifice and do whatever he had to do to be there and make it work for the two of them to go, hey, maybe we do this year in Paris and then we come back and continue our lives.
But some people are just selfish. Some people aren't looking out for themselves.
Then you got to cut them off.
100. I totally agree. Unless it's rich.
Cutthroat is cutthroat. Let me tell you, also, it's better that he didn't go because no spoiler alerts, but she does end up having a lot of condom moments, we'll say, with a lot of insanely hot men. So watch the show. It's very cute. Jordan didn't like it as much.
You went to a French school. Did you like the depiction of Paris? Because everyone's saying it's ridiculous.
No, I thought it was... Listen, there was one woman in particular. Like, I went to an entirely French school. All the faculty was French. And let me tell you, those people, they are not that nice. And I love every minute of it. But thank you.
By the way, she goes to Paris and she stays in the hotel and she takes photos.
That was because I was in an unhappy time. And the last time I went around the city and got things and did stuff and took photos outside. Anyway, I hate Justin. Okay, coming up, would Kim Zolciak Beerman ever return to Housewives? She's talking to us about the Atlanta shakeup and her wild family road trip. That's next.
Where did I just put it? I'm losing it over here. Here we go. You guys are so cute.
That was was Kim Zolciak-Bierman during her intimate Instagram Live where she gave fans an accidental nip slip. But before that happened, she was hanging out with Justin.
Oh, my God. Kim is hilarious. We talked all about the Real Housewives shakeups and her wild family road trip. Take a look.
We need to make this summer best one yet.
I need to get some more wine.
Who the f*** put six kids in an RV and goes on a road trip?
You know what? Somebody with a whole lot of that.
How many bottles of wine did you get through?
I had seven left, Croy. Seven, six, five, three. I had some left. But Brielle's drinking now, which I didn't account for. You know, she's 24 almost, so I did not account for that. So I was very stingy with it, though, because it was my favorite wine that I can't always get. So I brought 40 bottles, and I think I showed up back home, I don't know, somewhere between 3 and 7. I can't remember.
You know, it's so nice to see you guys go on this road trip. And I know you said you were hoping that it would bring you together as a family. Did it do that?
We're very close anyway, and I think that's the only reason why we actually survived this entire trip. I mean, we definitely went through it. We went through some very scary moments. We all grew. We had to during the 6 weeks in an RV, you know? Like, we all shared one bathroom.
Wow.
That was like four boys. That's not good. Like, it's not good for us.
That is not good at all.
It's not good at, no.
Now, look, I've seen you and your husband. Y'all can't keep your hands off one another, honey. How did y'all do it in that RV? Did you have to go to the woods?
No, hell no. That would never happen. I tried to avoid the woods at all costs, but our room was actually in the very, very back. And Croy made sure that we had our own comfy mattress. I had my bedding that I love, my big fluffy down comforter. So you were good.
Now, I'm dying that all this whole shakeup is happening over at Real Housewives of Atlanta. Would you ever go back and hold that peach?
Honey, if I didn't have my pajama bottoms on, I would show you that I hold the peach anyway. But yeah. I think, and this has kind of just come to my mind over the last couple months, that the first season, all of us, right? Sheree, NeNe, and I were friends before this ever started for years. They should just bring back the whole cast from season one and like, where are we now? And like, go out to dinner and like, do this all over again. Because I think we're really fun, you know, in all honesty. But as far as going back now, for what? For who? No.
It doesn't make any sense for you, I don't think.
No, Sheree's not there, NeNe's not there, like, no.
It's crazy to me that your two oldest daughters grew up so different than your youngest four kids. Are you trying to give your younger kids that same kind of, I don't know, I feel like your older kids kind of sort of like felt the struggle a little bit. Are we just like, no, we're rich now, we're chilling?
My parents made me work for everything, which when I think about it, I'm very thankful for that. But because of that, like my mom was a hairdresser, for example, and I wanted to use Bylage and Paul Mitchell. And my mom's like, okay, well, get a job. So I worked at Subway at 15. I lied and said I was 16. I went to work at Subway just to buy shampoo and conditioner. And she's a hairdresser and owns a hair salon. But it was like a big lesson for me. Like I had to work for everything. And that's why I'm hardworking now. So I can appreciate that. But because of that, for me, it's like I wanted to give as much as I can give to my kids so they enjoyed their childhood. They weren't out there working. So it's like a catch 22. But where I kind of definitely fail or tried to overcompensate, I feel like with my girls is once I started doing really well is, you know, buying them things and like we were going on trips. And now Croy's like, oh, hell no. Like, we're not buying them a four-wheeler
for no reason.
Or, yeah, no, Croy keeps them, I mean, in line for sure.
I've been wanting to ask you this for years.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, wait. I need to get my together over here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Get your wig together, because it's about the wig. Back in the day, everybody was making fun that you were wearing wigs. And Kim Zolciak knew it before everybody else. What do you say to the haters now?
I mean, I was onto something long before all of you. You know, I took so much heat on Housewives where it would just destroy me internally, like crush me. Like, you guys wear wigs. Why can't I? Like, I don't get why it was such an issue. And there was so much controversy. And now it's like, who doesn't wear a wig?
How many wigs do you own?
A lot. And I buy a new one like every week. Roy has a new woman like at least once a week, honey.
It's so good to see you. I miss you.
All right. Ciao, baby.
How beautiful is this woman?
She looks incredible. And you know what? Every time I see an interview with her, I'm like, she's so likable. She's just such a nice girl. So I enjoy
her. So much fun.
Yeah, she really is.
Thank
you. Yeah, great interview. Good job. It was fun for you. All right, you guys, Don't Be Tardy returns tonight on Bravo. And it is time. I know you're excited for some Tuesday trends. And if you want to shop the looks, head to eonline.com/shop. All right, so plaid has always been a staple for the cooler months, even though it's 100 degrees here. And this fall is no exception. Bella Hadid, Ciara, Reese Witherspoon, and Julia Garner are just a few of the stars who put their own spin on the look. Okay, so try it or trash it.
Try it. I feel like plaid is never, ever out of style, and it always has a resurgence. I don't know how it does this, but I love it. I'm trying it.
I'll trash it. I think that's much better. I'm a block color, plain, simple type of guy. Unless it's summer, I don't mind a bit of a floral print. I don't know, guys. You know me in fashion. I'm just going to say trash it.
Oh,
wow. Coming for plaid this early? Okay, you're just being reckless. Okay. Geometric prints are also big this fall. Olivia Culpo, Gabrielle Union, and J-Lo have all been sporting the look. All right, try this or trash it?
I like this because it's loud, but I need the print to go from head to toe.
Yes.
Like, you can't just try it on the top and leave it, you know, plain on the bottom. I need it from head to toe, so I will try it with exceptions.
Agreed. I think
what I said, I do like block colors, but I do love when someone's wearing something very colorful with lots of different patterns on it. So I say try it as well. I think this is...
Look who's finding himself this morning. Look at that. You really have just come alive before our eyes. I like it. Gabrielle Union, rock that.
Fashion, all right? I just saw on the screen and I liked what I saw. I thought it was really nice and a lot of people.
You're learning. You're open. It's good. All right. Always in style. This one. All right. The chunky biker boot. Hilary Duff, Kaylee Cuoco, and Olivia Palermo have all been rocking them around town for 100 years, by the way. Try it or trash it?
I'm gonna go with trash it because it takes a very, this is why I'm gonna say it, because if you don't wear it right, it's really hard for me to recover from it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna say try it because if you do wear it right, I think it looks amazing. I don't know when you're wearing it right or wrong, but I know that those boots and that style with jeans sometimes, it's a bit of a turn on. I think it's good.
Now we know the kind of girl you like.
Yeah, there we go. There's so many on Melrose Avenue. Just go walk in. Oh, no, you're in a relationship. Okay, sorry. Loafers are another staple that are here to stay. Katie Holmes, Misha Barton, and Nina Dobrev have been stepping out in variations of the classic look. Try it or trash it?
Trash it.
Try it. So chic, so classic, so Carolyn Bessette. What's your problem with loafers, you two?
Because it's lazy. It's lazy.
Women who watch this show, you better tweet us. Loafers are sophisticated
lazy.
And not lazy.
I love
loafer.
Thank you.
I like boots.
Okay. You can like both. It's not mutually exclusive. Whatever.
He's in defeat.
That's disgusting.
Ridiculous. No, pissed at both of you now. Okay. Remember to get any of these looks, you guys, you can go to eonline.com/shop. Up next, Justin and Hailey Bieber's PDA problem. We'll explain after the break. I should have stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go.
Am I falling in love with the one that would break my
That is Dua Lipa's song, Break My Heart. It is a hit for sure, you guys, but is it the song of the year? That is for you to decide. Break My Heart is one of the nominees for the People's Choice Song of 2020. You can vote at E! Online and Xfinity. Customers can vote for the Song of 2020 right from your TV. Wow. Okay, so just say vote for People's Choice Awards into your voice remote anytime to vote.
Ooh.
If all voting was that easy, you know?
WAP is on there. WAP.
Stiff competition. All right, Justin Bieber's Intentions is also up for Song of 2020. He's on the cover of the new Vogue Italia with his wifey Hailey to celebrate their second wedding anniversary. Oh, chic. In the magazine, Hailey revealed that when she and Justin started dating, she would not kiss him in public because she didn't like people watching. Yikes. How do you guys feel about PDA?
I love PDA. I'm actually more affectionate towards my partners than anyone. And they sometimes, I think it's the gay thing about people staring at you or you think people are judging you. But a lot of gay men don't like PDA. And I'm like a 16-year-old girl. I want to kiss you everywhere.
Maybe it's just a man thing. I like holding hands, arms around each other, a kiss here and there, but not too much PDA.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scott.
You don't want tongue action. You can do that when you're at home?
No, I want like some Katie Holmes walking on 56th and 7th and like making out at every stoplight. Like, I need that. Oh. But I also like can compromise with my partner, and it seems like Hailey Bieber had to do that with Justin because he's obviously a PDA person, and if your partner is a PDA person, you have to figure out that boundary.
And getting photos of you kissing, because like all of us, we probably think about our wedding day when we get married, like the kiss, the moment where all your friends and family are watching that moment. For celebrities, they're having their kissing moment every second day with paparazzi there if they're doing PDA.
Honey, I'm not thinking about wedding. I can barely think about a first date because I haven't had one in a long time.
Okay, you
too. We're in for Justin.
We're gonna play it on our way to break. Okay, still ahead, we're talking sex during pregnancy and dating during the pandemic. Sex and relationship expert Shan Boodrum is here, so don't go anywhere.
I've got it made all the way around. I got two beautiful girls, you know, and my wife and my baby, and another one on the way. So it's just amazing to me that I'm being able to live this dream.
Family comes before anything that I do. That is the same for Tim, you know, as it is for me. And the girls travel with me, and we just make it work. You know, there's a lot of women who choose to be a mom and choose careers, and they do both very well. The only difference is that we travel, you know, and we have a lot of suitcases and luggage and that sort of thing, but it works. But it is a job.
It's a job.
Oh, queen.
I can't. That is a young Faith Hill and Tim McGraw talking about juggling a successful career and family life. I love them. His vintage Levi's, so cute. Today, they celebrate 24 years of marriage. They're both still killing it in music, country music, sorry, Carissa, while raising their three daughters. God, I can't believe I messed up that one read. The first of the show. Upsetting. They crush it.
Don't acknowledge it.
What? Okay, here are some questions to get your attention. Forget them. Is sex during pregnancy safe for the baby? And could you reconsider swiping right during this pandemic? Chris and I talked to sex and relationship expert Shan Boodrum for all the answers.
Hi, Shan. First off, congratulations.
Hello.
You are pregnant with your first baby. You're doing what, just a couple weeks?
Yes, I pray it's a couple weeks. I'm at 35 right now, so I'm like, maybe 37. I'll get an early give. Congratulations to you. Last time I saw you, I think you were pregnant. And congratulations to you as well, too, Morgan. We're part of the same club right now, the club of suffering.
Right? What is one thing, though, that you didn't know before you got pregnant that you wish you had known? Like, what has surprised you the most?
That you feel terrible all the time. There's no morning sickness. It is all the time sickness.
Amen. Amen. I have to say, I literally told somebody, I'm offended by that term because it's ridiculous. It is all day.
I do want to talk about sex during pregnancy while we have you. How important is it to have sex during pregnancy?
Well, definitely once you get to week 37, and that's when you're full term, when you have sex, the prostaglandins can actually help to induce birth. So at that time, do all the sex. I would say that before that, you can just do as much as your body can handle. First trimester, I had absolutely no sex drive. Like, I talk about sex for a living, and when I tell you guys, I didn't even want the breeze to blow on my genitals. Like, that's how low my sex drive went.
Wow. Yeah, I think sex during pregnancy is one of those things that it's every woman has their own individual experience. But I'm with you, like the first trimester, like I was just like, I don't want to. And now I feel like I have heard that it is good for the baby. So we're a little bit more back to our regularly scheduled program in regards to that.
What about some advice for men who are having a hard time whenever, especially whenever you get to that bigger stage? Like, how do you help them maybe like mentally get into the mindset of it?
I think it's like an understanding that it is like healthiest for your body. It does release, you know, immunoglobulins to keep your immune system up. It does to help to regulate your sleep, which if you're pregnant, you're probably struggling to sleep. So you're doing it for like different reasons, I think. But if your partner gets more weirded out as you get more pregnant, I think explaining, you know, the health benefits of it.
There you go. Yeah. Oh God, I can't wait for that when everything's bouncing back in my face. Anyway, Jesus, yikes, can't wait. All right, so what advice, do you have for those who are looking to date while in quarantine? You know what I mean? Like, what should you keep in mind before getting sexual with someone new during this time? Like, give us all the tips.
Now you're going to find that people are actually spending more time trying to get to know somebody. So if you are somebody who was not interested in the fast hookups or, you know, felt choice paralysis before, you might feel that the dating landscape has actually slowed down considerably. Now, of course, this is if you're using online dating. If you're in the real world, it's very difficult to meet people. It's really hard to read expressions now because you can't even see somebody's smile anymore. So online dating is the safest, but you bring up a great point, Morgan. You have to have additional conversation now that you wouldn't have before, because it's not just a matter of, do we like the same things or do we cheer for the same football team? Whatever's important to you, it's also, are we social distancing the same way? Are you really rigorous about social distancing, or are you just saying, you know what, it's not a big deal to me? So I think that especially if you're around somebody vulnerable, you want to ensure that the people that you're inviting into your circle have the same moral approach to the pandemic that you do.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like cutting to the chase right there. I mean, you're really getting into stuff. That's like the kind of stuff that you don't really show off until like a couple months into the relationship, that you're finding out pretty quickly where they, how they live and what their morals and beliefs are and political sides, all those things. But I do want to talk now about your Quibi show, Sexology with Shan Boudreaux. I need to know, what's the one question you get most when it comes to sex?
The questions that I get are a lot more advanced. They're a lot more multidimensional. They're questions like, okay, I'm in the pandemic and I'm trying to date. What do I do? Things that you can't Google. You have to hear real stories. You have to really get into the weeds of it with somebody. I can't say there's like one question I get the most, because if it was that easy, you would just go to Google.
Oh, I love that answer.
Amazing. Yes.
Thank you
for joining us. I wish you a very easy and beautiful delivery and all the healthy vibes.
Yes.
I'm uplifting every single syllable that you just said.
She is so beautiful. It's like hard to even, I can't even handle looking at her. She's stunning and so smart. Love talking to her. All right, up next, the surprising reason why Madonna refuses to work with certain people. Ooh, that's next.
Almost 500,000 Americans have volunteered so far and stepped up to help fight COVID-19 by being a part of the vaccine clinical trials.
I'm not a doctor, but I am a citizen of this great country.
And I want to do my part as an American.
Because it's going to work.
We need to register 1 million more volunteers to complete the studies and possibly get a safe and effective vaccine to hundreds of millions of Americans.
Oh, wow. If that voice sounded familiar, it was Harrison Ford. The clinical trials in partnership with the National Institutes of Health will be going on through early next year. If you want to take part, you can sign up at the website below. All right. DJ David Guetta says Madonna wouldn't let him produce her album after she found out, Justin, I'm sorry to say it, that he was a Scorpio. David said Madonna invited him to lunch to discuss a collaboration, but as soon as she heard his sign, she refused to work with him.
Smart woman.
Smart woman. Would you guys, I'm asking you, which is funny, would you refuse to work with somebody because of their sign?
It's hard. Two Scorpios working together is really tough. It's so terrible.
I don't know much about star signs. I did read an article the other day that you should never date a male Leo. So bad luck to all the males out there that are Leos.
Oh.
That's all I can say. That was in an article. I read it. It must be true.
What are you, Scott?
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. I don't really know. I just know that
you're an air sign.
Last week with the
you're an air sign. Yeah. I'm a Gemini, so yeah, what are you, Justin? Earth or fire?
I'm a Scorpio.
Earth? Yeah, no, I know, but what is that? Earth or fire?
Earth.
Earth. Oh my God.
Morgan, when you were started dating Jordan, did you look at your star signs and be like, we're compatible, we're not compatible?
10 years ago.
We're 10 years ago. Gemini, Libra, we're the most compatible. 100%.
Oh,
Gemini,
annoying.
Libra, and Aquarius are all part of the air sign gang. So yeah, we flow very well together. Clearly, that's why everything worked out the way it did. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
You know what I mean? All right. That is it for us today. On that note, tomorrow we're talking to Bachelor star Mike Johnson. And check out Nightly Pop, the other show I do tonight at 11:30. And join us for Daily Pop every day at 11 a.m. here on E! And set your DVR so you guys never, ever miss a show, please. We're so much fun.
I know. Scott,
we will see you guys tomorrow.
You
here. Bye.
The house.
I know, right?
What?
What? What? You're like, what is
Bye.
That?